From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. and China are pledging to work together in addressing the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear program. While in China Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned regional tensions have reached a dangerous level.
We also exchanged views, and I think we share a common view and a sense that tensions on the peninsula are quite high right now, and that things have reached a rather dangerous level. And we've committed ourselves to do everything we can to prevent any type of conflict from breaking out.
Tillerson has been calling on Beijing to step up its efforts to encourage North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. French officials say a man with suspected connections to Islamic extremists was fatally shot at a Paris airport Saturday after attempting to steal the rifle of a patrol soldier. No one else at the airport was hurt. French President François Hollande is urging everyone to remain extremely vigilant. He said the prosecutor's office is working to determine if the man is linked to a terrorist cell. Authorities say the man is also suspected of shooting a police officer earlier Saturday during a traffic stop before stealing a car at gunpoint in a Paris suburb. Saturday's airport attack occurred as France remained under a state of emergency after attacks over the past 2 years that have killed 235 people. The Egyptian government is struggling to counter an increasingly violent insurgency in the Sinai Peninsula, targeting Egyptian police, security forces, and Christians. Several militant groups, which has pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group, are controlling a swath of the Sinai, which borders the Gaza Strip and Israel, and have established rules separate from the government and Cairo. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday that he expects Parliament to move to allow capital punishment, a change that could officially end Turkey's bid to join the European Union. The EU has long said that reinstating capital punishment in Turkey, which was outlawed there in 2004, would be the end of Turkey's decades-long bid to join the bloc. Tensions with Europe already high as Turkey prepares for the April 16th referendum, which would give President Erdogan more power. New research is warning that Australia's Great Barrier Reef can only be saved if urgent steps are taken to tackle climate change. We get the story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
The Great Barrier Reef faces localized threats such as the runoff of pesticides from farms and overfishing. But scientists believe its future depends on immediate efforts to reduce global warming. They say last year's bleaching of large parts of the reef was the worst on record. There's evidence that a similar event is occurring this year. Corals begin to starve once they bleach, the main cause of which is heat stress resulting from high sea temperatures. The World Heritage body UNESCO has threatened to put the Great Barrier Reef on its in danger list because of mounting concerns over its health, though some travel groups believe the damage inflicted on the coral system has been exaggerated, which has in turn seen many travellers from Europe and the United States cancel their trips. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A rocket launched from the Gaza Strip Saturday exploded near the Israeli city of Ashkelon, drawing a response from Israel. No one was hurt by the rocket, which landed in an open area. Israel responded to the rocket attack by targeting two Hamas outposts with tank and aircraft fire. They also reported no casualties. Somalia officials say Malaysia is sending troops to Somalia as part of the humanitarian mission to avert famine and save the lives of thousands of people. The Malaysian defense minister said Saturday his country will send 3 officers and 17 personnel from the Armed Services Medical Corps to Somalia, along with food and medical supplies. Somalia appealed for help early this week during a diplomatic meeting in Malaysia. And officials at the U.S. National Park Service say cold weather has destroyed half of Washington's cherry blossoms. The display normally attracts more than 1 million tourists to here in the capital. Japan donated the cherry trees to the U.S. in 1912 to honor the two countries' friendship. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.